We're talking Chiefs Chargers. They're going to meet at 12 p.m. from Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday afternoon. And you think about the San Diego Chargers, you have to think about Philip Rivers. He's been there now for 13 years and has single-handedly won some games in the past.
He has. You look at the last couple of games he's played against the Chiefs. The Chiefs defense had a lot of success against him, and it starts with the pressure. They've sacked him 12 times over the last couple of games last year. And when you look at the Chiefs, we hope that it's Tamba Ali. He's working his way back. Didn't play in the preseason. Hope he can get back to being the Tamba that we've all known throughout his career. And then we know Justin Houston's not going to be there for at least the first 6 weeks. So you wonder where that pass rush is going to come from. Well, last year in this game in particular, it was Dee Ford. Had the game of his career against the Chargers, had 3 sacks, and you want to know who else could be those guys that we haven't really seen a whole lot from yet, and it's Chris Jones, the rookie, and also Daddy Nicholas led the team with 3 sacks in the preseason, had 6 quarterback hits. Hopefully he can get in the mix and create some pressure as well.
We're actually in a situation in 2016 where we could see some new names added to that Sack City moniker, but as far as predicting this game, it's so hard to predict games in the NFL, but you have to look at X factors. An X factor for this team over the past few years has been Danny Woodhead in the backfield.
Yeah, he's been one of Philip Rivers' top targets the last couple of seasons. We knew that he got a lot of targets last year with Keenan Allen being out. Now Keenan Allen's back. They've added Travis Benjamin. But Danny Wood has the guy that's really caused a lot of damage to teams. But the Chiefs have actually done a really good job over the last couple of years of kind of limiting him. He had 13 touches last year in the 2 games for only 29 yards. And we're talking about a guy in Woodhead that had over 1,000 total yards last year. Bob Sutton, the Chiefs defense, did a great job of keeping him at bay. They're going to need to do that again on Sunday if they're going to have that same kind of success we've seen the last couple of years.
Now, flipping the switch, we know Andy Reid, he's going to want to get a run game going right out of the gate.
When you look at the run game, let's start with Spencer Ware, because he's had 2 of his best games of his career last year against the San Diego Chargers. Averaged 7.8 yards per carry on 19 carries. And what's interesting about those is only 3 of those carries went for more than 10 yards. So he's grinding out 6 to 8 to 9 yard rushes every time. He's hard to bring down, had a couple of touchdowns. You look at the Chargers defense, they're 27th in the NFL last year, allowed 125 yards per game on the ground. It's a big reason they went out in the offseason, signed no tackle Brandon Kneebane from the Seattle Seahawks, a guy throughout his career is known for stuffing the run. That's what they're going to try to do in this game on Sunday. And the Chiefs offensive line on the other side, they've actually gotten a little bit better this offseason as well. So if you're looking for something to focus on, start in the trenches. That's where these games are won and lost. That's what I'm going to be focusing on Sunday.
No better way to start the season than in the divisional matchup. The Chiefs will take on the Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium again at noon. If you can't make it out to the stadium, you can catch the game on KCTV5. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.